Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am so super excited about this week's show because my very special guest is someone who is not only a very talented entrepreneur, someone very close to me, Jessica Rhodes. Let me tell you a little bit about Jessica. She is the founder and president of ESS, which is Entrepreneur Support Services, a business providing various admin and marketing support services to busy entrepreneurs and small business owners. Entrepreneur Support Services is the parent company to InterviewConnections.com, the premier source for booking outstanding guests for your podcast. Jessica is a highly skilled entrepreneur at social media marketing and specializes in using Pinterest to drive tons of traffic to your website. And specifically, her company creates custom infographics, again, the biggest way that's kind of like the secret weapon for driving tons of traffic to her clients' websites. Jessica founded ESS so she could stay at home with her six-month-old son, Nathan, who she often refers to as her vice president. And if you're new to this podcast or somehow new to my world, Jessica is also my daughter, and Nathan is my awesomest grandson. So welcome, Jessica.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Again, I'm really excited to be here and talk interviews.
Cool. So on today's show, what I really want to focus on is the power of podcasting, and I know we've talked about that. I've interviewed some other folks, John Lee Dumas and some others, on actually the power of podcast, why an entrepreneur or small business owner wants to have a podcast. But I want to kind of flip this around, kind of, you know, if you think of a radio show, I want to kind of take this to the other side of the control board, so to speak, and talk about why podcasting is important. And so I'm obviously referring to the guest chair. You know, there, as you know, Jess, there's a huge amount of podcasts already in existence today. I mean, really thousands, tens of thousands. And there's more popping up every week. And these podcasts are not only a great way for the host to gain credibility and exposure and positioning for their own business, but they're also a huge way for other entrepreneurs to gain valuable exposure as a guest expert. And this is a strategy that obviously I use extensively in my business. So Jess, what I want to do is let's cover some of the basic ground here. As you know, I have a large number of kind of new entrepreneurs and new business owners that listen to Stick Like Glue Radio. So let's kind of start with some of the basics. Why should entrepreneurs and small business owners want to take the time out of their already hectic schedule to be interviewed as an expert on a radio show or podcast?
Awesome. Great first question. And again, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited to talk about this because it's something that I have seen to be of amazing value for myself and for my clients to get interviewed. It's something, taking the time to get interviewed really pays massive dividends. So really, if you're the best at what you do, if you're the best entrepreneur in your field, you have the best skills, the best service, the best product, but nobody knows about it, there's really no point to be doing it because you're not going to grow your business and you're not going to grow your fan base. As an entrepreneur myself, who I started my business just under a year ago, one of the big things that I focus on is growing my audience, right? I'm skilled at what I do. I'm confident in what I do. But I need to kind of fill my stadium, as Carrie Wilkerson put it in her webinar the other night, fill my stadium, grow my herd. I need more people to know who I am to grow my business. So getting interviewed on podcasts and radio shows does just that because you're getting exposure to that show's audience. And number one, if people in that audience don't know who you are, you're automatically introducing yourself to them. But two, if you are more well-known, like yourself, when people have heard of you, you're taking your relationship with those people to the next level. You're giving them more content, more value, and more information. They're liking you more. They're getting to know you better. They're trusting you more. So you can actually take people that may be thinking about being a customer of yours, and you're kind of bringing them in a little closer. And at the same time, people that have never heard of you before, they're now liking you on Facebook, following you on Twitter and Pinterest, and really entering your stadium and really entering your fan base. So it's just an amazing way to grow your audience. And one line that I really like to say is your next raving fan is one episode away. Something that you're going to say in the interview is going to resonate with someone. It's going to change someone's day. I really just can't tell you how many episodes of a podcast that I've listened to where someone gives a success quote or someone tells a story, the guest tells a story that just really resonated with me and really just changed my day around, really changed my mood that day. So it's just a really, really powerful strategy for yourself and for the listeners as well.
Yeah, you know, I talk a lot about the power of video, and the way I describe video is, you know, when you blog or you do article marketing, newsletters, things like that, you got the written word, so you can be a powerful writer. Then when you do something like a teleseminar or something that's obviously audio related, that's pretty powerful because then they can hear your voice and your, you know, your inflection, your enthusiasm, things like that. And that's very much the same strategy that you use with podcasting, because when you're being interviewed, you know, again, Jessica, you always hear me talk about how important it is to be a speaker and speak from the stage, and then again how important it is to be an author. Well, when you're being interviewed on a podcast, You are the perceived expert. So that's one of the things I like you said about being, you know, if you're the best. Now, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially new entrepreneurs, sometimes have a hard time seeing themselves that way. So
Right. If
you're an accountant or a coach, whatever, you may not think, well, I'm not the best. But, you know, when you are the guest expert, when you're the one being interviewed, you are perceived to be an authority, a leading figure, or some kind of an expert. So I just want to make sure people know, don't wait for you to think you're the best in your industry or something like that. Use the benefits of podcasting and being a guest expert as a way to elevate your perceived stature, if you will. So,
right, and I want to interrupt you real quick because you said something really important there. On the same token, you may not be the best at what you do, but you're the best for somebody. Because there are a lot of Pinterest experts out there. I took a whole course on Pinterest. I show amazing results for my clients. I'm not the only person out there who does Pinterest marketing, but there's not one Pinterest expert that's perfect for everyone. I couldn't serve every single person that needs a Pinterest marketer, right? So there are people, you can be the perfect expert in your field for somebody, but not for everybody. Just like you say, you're not going to be perfect for every single customer, right? You have to niche down and find the perfect client for you.
That's right. And not only that, the other thing I usually teach is you want to cast a big net, but you want to be able and accept the fact that you can profit handsomely. You can create a very nice business from strategically small groups. So like you said, when you're one of many Pinterest marketers, you just need to be perceived as the best by a group big enough to make a nice business for yourself. So that's really what it is all about. You know, when you're looking to get exposure as an entrepreneur, you start out, I remember the very first days of my first business, I'm going to network meetings, chamber of commerce meetings, things like that. And that's an example of meeting one-on-one with prospective clients. But when you do something like interviews and things like that, it gives you an opportunity to be one-to-many. So it's really a great thing. What are some of the strategies you've used to connect show hosts with guests?
So the first thing you have to know is what kind of podcast do you want? So as a show host, as a podcaster, a radio show host, what kind of podcast do you want to have? So think about, do you want a show that's all about how-to? So how to use newsletter marketing in your business, how to use Pinterest, kind of really tangible pieces of advice, strategy, and tips. I think the other type of podcast or radio show with interview-based show are sharing stories or, you know, inspiration. So interviewing entrepreneurs about their story and their journey, and probably the most well-known one and one of our favorites is Entrepreneur on Fire. They talk about the journey. Every guest on that show obviously has a business and an area that they're an expert in, but that is not what the interview is about. The interview is about their journey. So you have to figure out what kind of podcast and what kind of show are you going after. The second thing you want to know is what the goal is of your podcast. Is your goal to monetize it, grow your listeners to 1,000 so you can get sponsors and really add a revenue stream to your business? That might be your goal, but that's not what you need to go after. Sometimes your podcast or your radio show, the goal is to really just stand you out as a thought leader. Sometimes it's for client retention. So if your podcast is primarily going after your current clients, maybe you have hundreds of clients and you're really just aiming to get this episode to them, the goal of your podcast is really to provide a lot of value to your current clients. So there's a lot of different goals for your podcast or radio show. So in order to know what kind of guest is going to be best for your show, you have to know what your ultimate goal is. So I have one example I want to share with you. I do have a client whose listeners are primarily business owners of brick-and-mortar businesses. And so when I schedule guests for his podcast, I specifically look for guest experts who can speak to that type of business, who can speak to marketing locally as opposed to online marketing. So you really, that's just one example of how you have to find a guest who's really going to speak to your listeners, not just finding the biggest celebrity in entrepreneurship, but really finding someone that's going to deliver value to the type of people that you want to be listening to your podcast.
That's awesome, because there are different podcasts, and I kind of started out saying let's cover the basics. So, you know, let me just say for those people who are really, really new and not even sure what a podcast is, heard the term, things like that, a podcast, I think, one definition, see if you agree with this, Jess, it's an internet radio show. It's a radio show that has a host. There's usually sometimes music interludes, different sections of it, things like that. But it is a kind of self-produced radio show that you can broadcast over the internet. And it's not even – that's broadcast is probably too broad of a term, but you can post it to your website. You can post it to iTunes and things like that so people can download it or click and listen to it on your website. And it's basically – if you do a half-decent job, it sounds like a radio show, but it's actually self-produced right in your own office, right? So,
right. I think the basic difference, a lot of times people say podcast or radio show. I think the basic difference is that podcast is pre-recorded and internet radio or radio show is up live. But it's kind of tomato-tomato to me. They're kind of one and the same, in my opinion. They're interview-based shows.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to pause right here for a very brief timeout. On the other side, I'm going to ask Jessica how someone can successfully pitch themselves as a guest. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Jessica Rhodes.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
All right, we are back. Let's get right back to my very special guest, Jessica Rhodes. So, Jessica, how can someone successfully pitch themselves as a guest to, there's, like I say, tens of thousands of podcasts?
And first, let me just really emphasize that everyone should be pitching themselves as guests. It's not really something I think a lot of entrepreneurs take the time to do, but it's so important to get yourself out there and pitch yourself as a guest. So the two basic skills that I want to start this answer with are, number one, you have to be confident. We talk about the importance of being confident and just seeing yourself as an expert, whether you're a new entrepreneur or new in your field. You really have to believe that you're someone that can deliver value. And remember, really the definition of being an expert is knowing more than the average person. So if you've really taken the time to learn a skill or learn the industry, you're an expert. So you do have information to deliver. So be confident in that and also be humble. It's really important to come across as a humble, real person. You don't want to look like you're, you know, all that in a bag of potato chips, because you're really pitching yourself as someone that's going to actually sit on the phone with someone and have a 30 to 60 minute conversation. So the importance of being humble and having a really pleasant personality is so important, because nobody's going to want to talk to you for an hour if you come across a little too, arrogant. So
yeah.
With confidence, specifically just using confident language, I know I would be a really great fit for your show, instead of saying something like, hey, if you need a guest, I'm available. Reach out to me whenever you'd like. You know, just really be confident and specific about why you're pitching yourself. So number one, recognize the goals of the podcaster. When you send that email, when you send that message, or make that phone call to a podcast or radio show host and you're pitching yourself, you want to recognize the goals of their show. Think about the objections they may give you before you write your email, and recognize them in your message. So some objections a podcast host might give, well, let me ask you, so when somebody pitches themselves as an expert, what questions or objections might you have to them as a guest for Stick Like Blue Radio?
Well, exactly. I want to know, you know, what their background is, what makes them an expert. Have they done interviews before? Are they here just to pitch something? I have a lot of people who come to me and approach me, hey, we'd like to be on Stick Like Glue Radio, and we do have an offer to make, and we'll give you 50% of the proceeds. And I'm like, I don't do that. And they go, well, what do you mean you don't do that? I say, I don't do affiliate promotions. One of the reasons I have a large list and it continues to grow and not shrink is that I, for the most part, and I think this is probably 98% of the time, I am a pitch-free zone. I do nothing but give information, you know, the weekly videos, the weekly podcasts, the newsletters, all of that is free training, and that attracts people. So it comes from what our friend Bob Berg says is being a go-giver and
yeah,
serving,
but I just
serving
finished
the audience.
Reading that book. So
that
I
awesome?
Just finished that this morning. Great, great book. So just mind-blowing, great information. So yeah, all those objections are things that you want to point out in your pitch. So when I pitch you as a guest on podcasts and radio shows, and I pitch my other clients and myself as a guest, I want to point out that I know that as a podcaster, you're looking to grow your audience, you're looking to provide actionable content to your listeners, and me or my client, whoever I'm pitching, we can help you do that. We have great information to offer. And also, they're looking to grow their audience. They're looking for the guests to help them promote the show, because that's one of the biggest ways you can grow your audience, is having your guest bring it to their fan base and their following. So really pointing out that as your guest, I will promote this show to my audience. I'll post the episode on my Facebook page, on Pinterest and Twitter. So really making sure, standing out to the host as someone that's on the same page that is going to help them promote the show. And it's really about their show. You want to help them. You're not pitching yourself to be someone that you need a favor from. Really frame it that, listen, I want to help you build your audience. I have great information that I know your listeners are going to share. And what I really like to tell hosts is that I know that you and my client would have a great conversation, because that's really what is going to make the episode memorable and really enjoyable to listen to, if it just sounds like a great conversation and it's not a stiff Q&A session. So if you point that out ahead of time, it's really going to put their mind at ease, and it's going to make them want to pursue the interview further. The second thing, you want to suggest interview topics and be specific. So a lot of us have, you know, we've niched down and we have kind of a specific expertise that we can talk about, but sometimes you have a lot of areas that you're good at, and you have a lot of services or products that you offer. So when you pitch yourself as a guest, be specific in an interview topic that would fit their show well. So when I pitch you as a guest, I will suggest, you know, I've listened to your show. I see that you've interviewed this person and this person, and I really like the format. I think Jim Palmer would be an excellent guest to come on and talk about newsletter marketing. And here are some suggested questions that he is asked in a lot of interviews. So really what you're doing there is making their job a lot easier and as a host, because you're really giving them the information they need to make their decision of whether or not you're going to be a good fit for the show. So those are just a couple of topics that, or a couple of tips, and it's really simple. Like I said, be confident, be humble, really present the information the host is going to ask you ahead of time, and just, you know, make the pitch and really initiate it. I know I'd be a good fit. Let's get it scheduled.
That's awesome. You know, I like that confident but not arrogant. That's a good one I heard. The other thing you said, which is really important, and I look at this as my a host of my own show, is that if somebody can make my life easy, I totally dig that. So if they can come on and be a good guest and we have a good interaction, I'm very conversational. I don't just give somebody a platform to talk for 30 minutes. And again, I want to make sure it's some good actionable information. That's a great thing. Another thing you said, going back about 5 minutes, I want to, not all podcasts are an hour. Some may be an hour, but they do 20-minute segments. So there's a lot of interviews that you may do as a guest that could be a 15 or 20-minute segment. It may be 30 minutes, or it could be 60 minutes. So not all podcasts are 60s. Also, here's a couple tips that I use when I'm a guest, and I've been a guest hundreds of times, probably do 3 to 5 interviews a week. I always use their name. I use their name a lot. And one trick I use, by the way, is when I'm sitting at my desk, or sometimes, a lot of times I stand because I'll wear a headset, but I will post 1, 2, or 3 post-it notes wherever I'm bound to look, whether it's at my computer or a clock or something, and I write their name down because I want to make sure I'm always using the person's name a lot. And I do like to say once in a while, not every time because it becomes fake, but what a great question that is. Even if it's a question I've heard about the 100th time, you know, it's a great question. And then the other thing I do, and this is right before we go live, is I'll, you know, I make sure I have a good understanding of who their audience is. So, you know, I just did an interview yesterday, and it was from a podcast in Israel, and so I kind of knew what it was, but I said, let me just understand, who's your audience, who's listening, what are they hoping to get out of it? And once I understood that, I could tailor my answer. So he, just for the record, he told me very, very new entrepreneurs, people are thinking of becoming a business owner. So for me to talk about, you know, continuity income or anything, you know, risk reversal, anything huge would have been kind of over their head, so to speak. So I'm talking more at a level that's going to connect with their audience, because you're right, Jessica. One of the things you should be able to do is help them get more exposure and also help them increase their downloads. So when you're a great guest, you're doing a good job, not only for yourself, but the host, and ultimately that's going to get you more gigs. So wow, this is going by pretty quickly.
yeah.
I have another question, but did you want to jump in there?
I just wanted to touch on, I'm not sure if we're going to get to this, but I wanted to make sure I touched on really an amazing result of getting and being interviewed on podcast radio shows is the relationship you build with the host. We talked a lot about the relationship that you can build with the listeners of the radio show. But the relationship that you build with that host is amazing, because literally you're getting, whether it's a 15-minute segment or a 60-minute segment, you are coming out of that show with a new friend, a new partner, someone that really is getting to know, like, and trust you. And I honestly, I can't think of how many show hosts that I've connected you with that are now, you know, active on social media with you, that are you know, inviting you back for more interviews, that you've invited for interviews on your show. So it's just amazing how a relationship can be built with one interview knowing each other.
Absolutely. It really is multi kind of beneficial. And one of the other things I'll say is that I've had more than, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 people in the last, you know, half a dozen months or so that have become clients of mine, which, you know, is something I never know is going to happen. But, you know, a lot of people that have podcasts, that have shows, are entrepreneurs, and they're looking at it as a positioning tool. And so interviewing me and having me talk about success strategies and marketing strategies, after the call's over, they said, wow, that's pretty cool. Let's talk more. And I was like, wow, it was kind of an unintended benefit. Jessica, what should guests do before and after the interview to make the most out of getting that engagement?
So you've already mentioned one thing. You want to, as a guest, know who the audience is, a little bit of research, look through their website, and listen to a few previous episodes that they've done so you know the format of the show. So that's one thing. And just prepare your answers. If you know some of the questions that are going to be asked, make sure you have some ideas of what you're going to say. Because even if you are an expert at the topic, you don't want to kind of be fumbling and thinking, oh, you know, I'm getting a brain fart in the middle of the interview. You want to have something written down, but be really conversational. And don't be nervous. Just pretend you're talking on the phone. I know it can be nerve-wracking to think how many people might be listening to the interview, but in reality, you're sitting in your office talking to one other person on the phone. And so prepare, be conversational, don't be nervous. And then after the interview, really an immediate follow-up, thanking the host for being a guest on the show. They really did you a huge service of kind of giving you exposure to their audience. So just that common courtesy of sending an email or picking up the phone, calling them, or just sending a thank you card in the mail, in snail mail, handwritten, is really huge. And it would really stand out. And it's, again, it's just common courtesy, and it's going to help you build your relationship with that person. And then lastly, you want to promote the episode to your audience. Because obviously what's in it for you, you're going to position yourself as an expert, but really you want to focus on being that giver. We talked about the go-giver in this episode already. So being that giver, making sure you're helping build the number of listeners to that host podcast. And that's really it, you know. Just very simple. You're focusing on building a relationship, helping somebody out because they're helping you out.
Yeah. You know what's really cool is every time if you're an entrepreneur who has their ears open and their eyes open, you will spot opportunity. So what I want to do is tell you a really, really quick story here because we're coming up on the half hour. But, you know, about 3 or 4 months ago, Jessica was doing a really bang-up job getting me interviews, having me be a featured guest. And I said to her, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know how to do that. In other words, if you suggest somebody do Pinterest marketing or Facebook or do videos – a lot of entrepreneurs, they go into the instant overwhelm mode where, I don't have time, I can't do one more thing, and I don't want to go find this. And I said, you know, I bet there's a lot of people who would like, as I do, to be able to do all these interviews and get all this extra exposure. And so we kind of toiled around a little bit with the idea of creating a service, and that's exactly what you did. And we mentioned it in the introduction, but your service is called interviewconnections.com. Why don't you give just a 60-second overview of what you do there, Jess?
Sure. My clients at Interview Connection host their own radio show or podcast, and I book them great guests. So they simply fill out a request to me of the type of expertise they're looking for, if they have any ideas, any dream guests that they want, and I go out there and I find those guests. I make the pitch. It positions them as someone that's very important, having a personal agent go out and find them their guests. But what I also do is I'm really creating a huge community of people that want to be interviewed as well. So I really invite people who want to be interviewed just to connect with me on social media. Send me an email, jessica@interviewconnections.com, and just introduce yourself to me. I'm not asking for any payment with this. I'm just looking to really build a community of people that want to get their message out there, because that's going to make the service so much more valuable, having so many people that are willing, that want to be interviewed, and getting them on my clients' podcast and radio show. So it's really just about connecting people together to get their message out and just provide massive value to listeners.
That's awesome. So, again, the service that you have right now is specifically for folks that have their own podcast and they're looking for hosts. That's your
right,
that's kind
exactly.
of your paid
yep.
service. But yep. you're also inviting people who are listening to this. If you are somebody who would like to be interviewed on some of the podcast hosts that you represent, that they should just connect with you at jessica@interviewconnections.com. So that's awesome. Jess, thank you so much for being my guest today. I think this is a very, very informative show. And really, really appreciate your time. I know you're busy with my awesomest grandson, Nathan, so thank you, honey.
Well, thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
All right. So that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Jessica Rhodes. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. And go out there and do something nice for somebody today. All right, take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.